living under the dome and within the wall. My world is bordered by an oddly shaped wall and sheltered by an infinite dome, an Alabama wall that extends from one special point in Tuscaloosa to another in Peterson, to another in West Blocton, to finally my current home in Birmingham. The dome is always above, itself a kind of enclosure that, with the assistance of gravity, does not allow escape. I was raised on Eastwood Avenue in T-Town, visited and played with McGee relatives on Pat McGee Road in Peterson, and with Reed relatives on Rose Lane in West Blocton. Now, 55 miles from Eastwood Avenue, I live on Birmingham's south side and work on nearby 3rd Avenue North, downtown. That's about the size of my world. Small, isn't it? But within that compound, under that dome, I can go anywhere, do anything in my imagination. Guess I was destined to be a writer of words, a teller of tales, and mainly, I more and more find myself preaching the gospel of paying attention. I enjoy pointing out the wonders and perplexities of life to help fortify my hunch that no matter how small the compound, no matter how fettered the body, this world is bigger than I can ever imagine. The dome is immeasurably high. Whatever I seek, consolation or protection or sanctuary from daily travails, I turn inward. Inward is the only peaceful place, the only constant I recognize in a shifting and sometimes shifty world. And inward is all mine, a place protected from insurrection, a special community of one that I take with me wherever I go, the place I will take with me on the day that I finally go. One more meandering thought. I no longer proselytize or try to tell others what to do with their lives. I no longer rail against the way things are, for they are what they are. I can no longer think I can change the world or even alter the course of impending train wrecks I spy all around me. Instead, I now attempt to be the best side of me, and I believe that it is important to observe those around me and simply be available when needed. I believe in treating each encounter as if it is the best and final encounter. I believe in leaving a trail of goodwill and kindness. I believe that now and then this trail will provide solace to those who are ready to notice it. I believe in all the great and wonderful times I've experienced within the wall and under the dome. I believe in saying, "I love you," to those I love, each and every time I encounter them, just in case they are in doubt. And finally, as a writer who has learned a few lessons, I believe in shutting up in order to listen to you while you tell me about your life and feelings. Go on, I'm listening.